Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12, verses 29 to 31. The essence of the law. Here is Christ giving his answer to this scribe. Of all the commandments, which is the most important? Here is Christ's answer. The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Mark chapter 12, verses 29 to 31. I say again, the essence of the law. Here is Christ's answer. He is giving the essence of the old covenant. It's the summary of it. The old covenant, the law, the Ten Commandments, if you like, but it's far more than that. It's the entire summary of the law. And you'll notice, if you look at the footnotes and the references, that he's heavy on Scripture. And Christ's answer is a scriptural answer. And he shows the essence of the Old Covenant. You will not miss, will you, the emphasis upon Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, and so on. This was a covenant at Sinai through Moses for, and only for, Israel. This is expressly said, Psalm 147:19 and 20, for example. The Sabbath, an integral part of the law, a very important part of the law, is a special sign for Israel. This is Israel's covenant. And for Israel, the emphasis of the law was upon God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. This is the essence of the old covenant. Now, you know, I have much to say about the old covenant being rendered obsolete. But this is what it was in its day. This is what the old covenant was for Israel. God came first. The emphasis is upon God here. O hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. And yet, the first commandment, the summary of it, is love the Lord your God with all your heart. This is the word for Israel. God first. Heart and soul. Not just conformity, you see. This is what the essence of the law was. We're talking about the old covenant for Israel. And the second commandment, again summarized, and it's love again. Love your neighbor as yourself. Again, quoting scripture. Now, this is the position for Israel. Now, you notice that the scribe has been asking a technical question. And Christ has given the technical answer. But he's done more than that. He's begun to preach here, hasn't he? He's begun to apply it. This is what Israel should have produced. Heart, love, and devotion to God. God first. In the commandment, but in the essence of the law. And love for one another. Practical love. You'll see it over and over in the prophets. Devotion to God and caring for one another in Israel. This was the essence of the law. Now, I'm not just here to give a history lecture. If I was, I would sit down now. I would stop, finish, wouldn't I? But that's not it. I want to preach. And what do I say in preaching? Well, this is the essence of the law. God first, love for God, devotion to God, heart devotion, not mere conformity, and love for all of Israel within the covenant. My question is, my statement is, my remark is, however you want to put it, if only. Israel was marked by conformity, and very poor conformity at that. And so they found the law, which intended all this, but what did it do? It killed them, the vast majority of them. The vast majority of Israel were unregenerate. They were mere conformers to the law at best, keeping to Sabbath and the temple and the feast, if they did, very often they did not. But at the best, it was just conforming to it. That is the preaching here to me. This is what Jesus is doing. He's saying this is what you should be producing, not just outward conformity. And of course, as a preacher, I have to start applying it to myself, to my hearers, and to the day in which I live. Is there any risk? I put it like this. I know my answer, but you've got to make yours. Is there any risk that our present evangelical approach to church life and gospel preaching and evangelism, is there any risk of producing mere conformity? Well, I think the answer is definitely yes. I think it's almost aimed for it. It certainly is a certain pride of a byproduct of it. We take them, these unbelievers, these pagans, into church church attendance. We take them into attendance at courses and all the rest of it. And they tick the boxes. They come out and they're treated like believers. And no wonder they're treated as they regard themselves as believers. And conformity seems to be the way. What will be the result? What was the result for Israel? What will be the result if we produce a generation and another generation of conformists? When they get in the pulpit, they become elders and leaders and teachers and preachers. What then? The wonderful gospel, because we're in the new covenant, what will it produce? What did this law, this wonderful law, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God. Love one another and so on. Now, what will the gospel produce? What did the law, the old covenant, produce for Israel? Deadness, killingness. What will the gospel produce if it does not produce regeneration? New men and women in Christ Jesus living for the glory of God. What will it produce? Conformity and deadness. These are serious words. This scribe has raised a very important question. And Christ, I think, has raised a very, very important matter for us to consider today. And more than consider, I think action is required. There is a definite risk, I'm sure, of producing mere conformity. We want conversions.